Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
And your coach allowed all of us to go back to wondering on whether or not he's qualified to be a head coach in the NFL.
Meaning what?
There have been too many times that we have been able to look and go, that's really weird. He's in year three.
I feel like we could have possibly took a timeout or something to kind of get everybody situated, figure out who we're going to box out, kind of get everybody calmed down and just ready for that last play.
What's that? I had a discussion with Flus about it. Me personally, I think that had the corners pressed up there, maybe they convert to verticals and they actually run the Hail Mary. I'm not saying he doesn't have the arm strength, but you think about the ball maybe landing 10 yards shorter. He made the call, and, you know, that's what it was.
It was a good call by the whoever this coordinator was. That would be me.
Throughout the week of practice this past week, where there's moments where maybe some guys lay off here and there, and I would also say beauty of this game is that, you know, you disrespect it in a certain way, and it'll come to haunt you in some form or fashion.
Meaning what? Our culture is awesome.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We are glad that you are hanging out here with us. Hopefully you have had a wonderful day. Hopefully you went out and enjoyed all of the sunshine that we had today and the 80-degree weather at the end of October.
I'm telling you, there's going to be another random 80-degree day in November. And there's going to be one in December. It's just going to keep going. It's going to keep happening. And we're going to keep saying, wow, can you believe this? Well, global warming. Oh, hey, but it's good for us. Hey, it feels nice. It just has that feeling.
I mean, it is weird. Like, I'm leaving for Arizona to go cover the Bears-Cardinals game. And I was looking at the forecast, and the weather in AZ is going to be worse than it is going to be here.
That's crazy. That's bananas.
Although it will be sunny most of the time that I'm there.
Gonna go cover the Bears Cardinals? You going to the game?
I think so. I hope I'm credentialed. I did all the things that you need to do. You gotta do all sorts of stuff now, Speaks, like headshots and agreeing to bio levels and all sorts of other stuff. Yeah, there's like biotech that goes with your credential now.
Really?
Yeah.
Biotech, like, what do they check your eyes or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Thumbprints?
Yeah, I think that they're doing like all of the Mission Impossible stuff, but it was a lot harder than, hey, can I go cover the game? And, oh, yeah, we'll get you a credential. It's a lot more involved than that now.
I understand this texter from earlier who said, guys, you've griped about this game for 40 hours. Can you move the chains? Let's talk about how we beat Arizona. I understand that person's perspective, but the answer is no.
We're not the football team. The football team has to let it go and start thinking about how they beat Arizona. And don't worry, we're going to cover them getting ready for the Cardinals as the week goes on. But if you think that this, what happened on Sunday, if you think that it's no longer relevant, you're wrong.
Oh, no, it's not that it's no longer. It's just, it's painful and it sucks. But it's certainly absolutely relevant. But that texter needs to understand. We turn the page on Wednesdays at 3 p.m., people. That's well established.
That has been established.
That is extremely well established. So that tomorrow we'll start getting into the Arizona game in detail. But for right now, there's stuff from Sunday we haven't even touched. Like, I don't know, the franchise quarterback.
It's interesting to me that what we usually do, and I think it's with purpose. I think it's everyone does it, and it's a good thing, is we look at Caleb first and say, hey, man, what's going on with him? How is he improving? Is the improvement linear? Has he gotten better game to game? Well, what things did he do wrong in the early games of the season that now he's doing right? And usually we have an opportunity to break off. That's usually the most important thing.
Yeah.
After game. When we walk in here on Monday, everyone has thoughts on how good Caleb was or what things he could improve on.
Yeah, and usually in this spot, Tuesday at 5, we do the special and document where Caleb has unleashed and shown you the special. We're going to do that later in the hour because we got to cover something else first. You might remember in Hard Knocks when Caleb was asked, who's the player that's with him? Do you guys remember who the player that's with him is. I can't remember, but some player's with him, and it's before the preseason debut, and they're asking him about nerves, and this is what Caleb Williams said.
When you're nervous level, nervous energy gets to like scale of 1 to 10.
Zero. I don't get nervous. Not since my first game of high school versus Gilman. I fumbled 2 snaps. Other than that, and I came back and threw like an out and up down the sideline. Other than that, play ball.
I don't get nervous. That's what Caleb Williams said, and God.
To Kerry Joseph.
Oh, thank you so much. So it's the quarterback coach, Kerry Joseph. I don't get nervous. Ooh, that's something. And he was on with me and Mark Grody a week or two later, and I asked him, wow, how does that happen? Let's talk about that. How is it that you don't get nervous?
I think that's another thing that comes from the belief in the hard work that I've put in, whether it's mental, you know, and studying the plays, studying the other team, whether it's physical and my belief of when I go out there, you know, that you know, I'm physically matched up well versus other, you know, the versus defense. And then I also put myself in different positions mentally, you know, that if situations pop up that I haven't physically practiced, you know, that I, you know, mentally at least I've hopefully gone over and things like that.
So that's Caleb talking about how he doesn't get nervous. And then as we're watching the game, Shane was texting the group. I think it was right after this sequence, a second down and a third down, where Tony Romo and Jim Nance got to talking after some bad throws.
So they're rushing four. They collapse on Williams, who's able to get away, rolls out, goes across his body for more, and it's incomplete. And fourth and 20, and a punt on the way for Chicago.
These two quarterbacks really helped change the culture and expectations for all the fans and people associated with their teams. And these are the situations that was just nerves. Start of games, you have that, especially in a game that you know is a big one.
So, nerves. There it is. He's human. Right? Everybody gets nervous.
Well, he said that he wasn't nervous, and we can play around with that word.
He said he doesn't get it.
We can get into semantics if we want to about it, because he spoke even after the game about it. But I think that there is a projection that every quarterback tries to make, especially when you're the guy. When you're coming in and you're being the guy and you're being scrutinized and you've got a bunch of veterans on your team, you're trying desperately to look the part.
Absolutely. And I understand that. But let's back up and just, I mean, Shane, you thought he looked nervous, right? As you were watching that game, I thought he looked nervous.
How can you not think he looked nervous?
I thought he looked unsteady and unstable. There were moments where I was like, what's going on with him? Including here where he slid short of a first down marker. Remember this moment in the second game?
Williams, here comes the heat. Able to drift away for a moment. Look at him weave his way, but comes up a yard short.
I think he was just discombobulated enough to not understand where the marker was. So you run around that much, you'll see him just... Ugh.
That was the moment where I wrote it down. I'm like, wow, I find myself questioning his awareness and his comfort for like the first time, for maybe the first time all year.
They had him on the run a little bit, and you're going, well, the marker, you've got to know where that first down marker is. And you gave up on the play too early.
And he copped to it after the game. He said, yeah, I got to know where it is. I just had flipped around and doing all my running around. And I just, but it was like, so it was the combination of a bunch of different throws. And then that moment, and the one that you and I thought was most egregious in the, it was early, I think, third quarter, where Keenan Allen is on the sideline and is wide open with space in front of him.
On third and 12. Williams pass. Reach for Keenan Allen, and they will punt.
Just throws it a little high, gets the pressure from behind, so the ball's got to come out right before he gets hit, but the ball just sails on him a little bit. Allen reroutes, restacks, and then boom, gets him right there. That ball softly could have been in, or he could have thrown it. To me, you throw that on a line because the defender's not looking at you. You could have thrown it right over his ear.
That was very generous of Tony Romo.
Yeah, it was. And Kurt Warner was generous about it with us yesterday, too. That was like 5 yards over Keenan Allen's head.
Yeah, there was no chance for Keenan Allen to make that catch.
So I'm not here to rip Caleb and say, what the hell? I'm here to echo. Shane put it in the text thread and said, but I don't get nervous. And it's been echoing through our heads. Because, of course, you get nervous, man. People get nervous. Bill Russell threw up before almost every game of his NBA career. It's okay to admit that you are human and you get nervous. I think that was a moment where Caleb was trying to do too much. And like you said, Lawrence, you're trying to project that you are that dude and you are the quarterback. You're the man and you can handle it. And there's a very presentational side to what he does and says at the podium and otherwise. And I get it. And you're young. You're young. What was he, 22 years old?
22 years
old. 22 years old. He's trying to show the world and show his adult teammates that he's the man and he's doing a great job of it. But saying I don't get nervous is going to, it's saying a little too much.
Here's what I think is really interesting about this, just from the human element. I don't know if there is ever in the history of the league been a rookie quarterback who has been more vulnerable talking about more subjects as well as Caleb Williams has done in the last 4 months. That he has been the guy that has talked about all sorts of different things. He can walk you through different moments of what he was feeling, how he feels about certain issues, the way that he's able to put himself out there to be an advocate in a lot of different situations. I think that it's so interesting that that's the one thing that he's not going to budge on. That's the one thing where he's like, no, I'm Superman. No, I don't get nervous. Like, there are a lot of things that I am, but one of the things that I'm not is not nervous. That's fascinating to me that he's willing to bring you in so far on so many different things, but he's not giving up that.
He's not giving up that he gets nervous. Okay. I think you can give that up. I think you can.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think you can talk about it and you can own it. And it's not even, it's like, I can't imagine the pressure of being a 22-year-old and having to feel like you have to portray everything a certain way. Like, I look back at, there's video out there of like me in my 20s and I was like so freaking arrogant and thought I knew everything and thought I was like, I was pompous. I mean, not like now.
So you decide to go into sports radio. Okay.
So where does it come from then? Because Carl Williams, by all accounts, is a good sports dad. Carl Williams does not seem to have pressured Caleb into anything.
Not one
bit. He's not a LaVar Ball sports dad. He's not one of those guys. Is this the LA culture? Is this a Gen Zer coming up in the NIL culture? Is this the just being a USC quarterback and having a Miami penthouse and you have to act cool all the time? Yeah, where does it come from?
It's a good question. I think it's before all of that.
I think it's quarterback culture.
Yeah, you think it's quarterback culture and growing up? Like, you're 14 and you're 15 and you're learning what you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to portray as the man and as the dude,
You're supposed to be the one with all the answers. You're a leader, even though you're in an offense with guys that have gone to Pro Bowls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
but you're the person that's supposed to lead. So there is an element of him having to work through that and mm-hmm. show strength and show leadership. And I think that he's done that for the most part really well, that he's handled it in a mature way that a lot of other quarterbacks, some that have been benched this week, don't. Like, I think that he has handled that.
He's been unbelievable. I mean, like, even in the post game, there's an answer about the offensive line and all the problems in the post game. And he said nothing but the right things in terms of encouraging his guys, being knowledgeable that he has to do that. There hasn't been a misstep. I'm not bagging him on him. I'm just fascinated by the humanity, and I guess like you're putting it, Lawrence, the desire to not let people in on just that one extra level. It has the "methinks the lady doth protest too much" kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, it's very possible that that's what's going on. It's just quarterbacks are put in such a really weird position, and not everyone can lead. I think Caleb is more than capable,
mm-hmm.
from what we've seen of being a leader. That spot, man, it where you have to kind of have armor, and you don't want to throw your offense under the bus, and you don't want to throw your coordinator under the bus. That's why what happened with Justin last year was such a big deal, and I'm not sure that people even got that part right, where things are so bad I have to call out for help publicly on some of this.
Mm-hmm.
And for Caleb to be able to keep it in house, it's interesting. It's also there are some people who subscribe to the theory of, if you feel like you're completely prepared, then there's nothing to get nervous about. But I think that there are so many examples of musicians or athletes or actors, performers of any type, that even with their preparation, know that there are nerves that happen before you do the thing you're going to do.
As a singer, I can tell you that I love those nerves. I've come to understand and want them to come and need them. Like, oh yeah, there they are. All right, good. That means I'm excited. You know what I mean? So it depends on how you're wired. A bunch of texters are also wondering if it's more of a semantics issue here. Nervous versus pressing. Or nervous versus overexcited, right? And hyped in that way. And that's certainly a viable question, because you can be pressing, you know, with a big situation that's not necessarily nervous. And you can also, like Pavement said on Wowie Zowie, get rattled by the rush. You can get rattled by the rush, and it happens to everybody. Pressure bursts pipes, right?
Well, there's also extra stuff here. This wasn't a normal game, and he spent the week trying to, I think fairly successfully, downplay the importance to him. There's also the idea of the quarterback's not supposed to put himself ahead of the team. That this isn't Caleb versus Jaden. This is the Bears versus Washington. They pay me to win games on Sunday and Thursday and on Monday. That's one of the things that he talked about. But you would imagine, with going home to whatever extent he feels connected to home, and considering what he called the football team, I would expect that there is a bigger connection than what he let on. Him going back there, him playing against the guy that some people said were better than him.
Yeah, well, here he is after the game talking about tuning out all that stuff and whether it got to him or not.
I think I did a pretty good job tuning it out, emotion-wise. Just another football game. Did my best to try and go out there and win the game at the end, and then come out with the win.
He did try to win the game at the end, and he played his ass off in the fourth quarter.
He was great. He threw for 100 yards in the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
we're
still going to do the special in our next segment, because there was some incredible special from Caleb Williams late in that game. And there's also something that Jaden Daniels has that Caleb doesn't have, because very, very few people in the universe have it. So we should talk about both of those things.
So why don't we take a break and we can get into it. We can show you the things that he did really well inside of the game, you know, before we turn the page tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we don't turn the page until tomorrow. That's up next here on The Score.